Welcome to the Above Ground Underground Podcast. So nice to have you with us today. I'm very happy to be with you. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, and we have an amazing show for you today. We're going to start a series on who is China and the real war that we face with China today. We at eternalaffairsmedia.com are so aware of the plagued and disintegrating world we have around us today. That is why we at eternalaffairsmedia.com bring you this blog every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Central Time, because we want everybody to know what is going on in our world and how we can participate and try to save America and save the world right now. We also know that the only person who can really save America, the only person who can really save the world, is Jesus Christ. So let's talk to him and seek his face and ask him to bless the podcast and to bless our lives as we seek to save America. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you so much for all that you have done for us. Please forgive us when we forget how much you have done. I know I do that often. And I come to you today and ask you to put a special blessing on our country. In 1 week, we're going to have major runoff elections, Lord, that will change the course of our country or help us to maintain our status as a free nation. I pray that you'll speak to our people and that you'll save America and save us from the agony, suffering, and destruction that socialism will bring to America. I pray that you bless our podcast today and all of our listeners and help us to gain insight and light that we might be able to be better servants, first of all, of you and of our country. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we will start a new series, which is called The Real Adversary That We Face, which is China. And this is part one. I want to speak to you very much about what's going on in our country and how we have to look at it and what we have to understand about America in order to be able to participate in the life of the country and not witness the death of our country. At the outset, I want to say that I spent 9 years in China, and I have gained a lot of insight, and I know how they think. I know what they want to do. And I know the way they are as far as a people, a culture, and a way of life. And it is not something that we should take lightly. And I think after you hear our introduction week, this is our first part of the series I'm going to do, I think you will have an absolutely different perspective on what China really is. Not just who it is, what it is. At the outset, let me point out that China is known to be a communist or a Marxist or a Maoist nation, but actually it is not communist. It is a fascist nation. And you might ask, what's the difference between a fascist nation and a Marxist nation? A big difference, actually. Communist nations are global movements and philosophical idea movements, and they adapt themselves to every nation according to that nation's particular culture, history, and traditions. There, communism has spread throughout the world, socialism like we see today, so quickly because it can fit into any culture and destroy any culture and adapt to it. Fascist nations are nationalistic movements, and they seek to change the world to be carbon copies of themselves. We saw that in Nazi Germany and Hitler during World War II, and we see that in China today. It's exactly what China wants. Xi Jinping is the most deadly fascist leader the world has ever known, even somehow worse than Hitler. Because Hitler, it was easy to see what he was, but Xi Jinping will smile in your face and put a knife in your back or a MIRV nuclear weapon in your backyard. So China today, their goal is the Sinification of the world, which means to make the world totally influenced, totally controlled, and totally like China. And in order to do this, China must make sure the United States is overthrown. One might ask if we aren't already. The post-Trump era is going to spell disaster for America unless the real patriots in America stand up and fight back. I know what I speak of after 9 years in China, watching how they live, watching their government, seeing people that I knew were alive and well, and then can't find them on the phone because they've been arrested because they said something out of place. This is what China wants to bring to America as well. Are you going to allow that to happen? Their tyrannical president, Xi Jinping, is in reality the modern face of Adolf Hitler today. What we face in Maoist China, obviously we are in a cold war with China. Whether Democrats, socialists, and many Republicans want to admit it or not, China wants to defeat America without firing a shot, which we will see a little bit later. Donald Trump knew about this way before he ran for president. He spoke about this. He warned the country about this, that what the danger of China would be in the future unless we dealt with it. Do you recall during the debates when he was running for president that he said, we pay $500 billion a year to China, and how stupid our country was to let that happen? He's the only leader, and certainly the only president that we know of in our history, who ever stood up to China, who ever took it seriously. President Trump courageously took action against this fascist, totalitarian state in many effective forms. He did through, you know, tariffs, all kinds of ways that he stood up to China and made sure they knew that there was a new sheriff in town named Donald J. Trump. But my friends, my brothers and sisters, fraudulently, illegitimately, unless some great miracle happens now, he's gone. And it's a disaster for the nation. And I dare say that a disaster for us all. The Democrat socialists condemned him about China and everything else constantly because they are owned by China. They are. The Bible says that the borrower is the slave, the vassal of the lender. And the Democrat Socialist Party are right in lockstep with China, and they won't allow anybody to even criticize them. So let's take a look at China beyond all the smoke and mirrors, all the nice looks and all the beautiful cities. What is this terrible country? I know. I left China. I was offered another contract. I worked there 9 years. And when I saw what's going on in China, I said, I can't be part of this. If I remain here, then I'm part of the problem. Then I'm supporting this evil totalitarian state. And I left, and I'll never go back. Let's look at China. China is now very big in Latin America. China has an amazing amount of projects going on all throughout Africa. China is very much involved in the Middle East. China is expanding its reach throughout Southeast Asia. China has militarized the South China Sea. China is pushing all of its neighbors around. They're thugs and bullies. China has all but destroyed Hong Kong and has taken control of Hong Kong over 30 years early than was promised. China now has its military target squarely aimed on Taiwan. Do you think a Joe Biden administration will protect Taiwan? Do you think a Joe Biden administration will protect Hong Kong? Nah, he can't even remember what he had for breakfast. China now has killer satellites in the sky. They have developed, they're very high-tech organized and developed nation. And they have satellites in space that can ease up to another nation's satellites and explode and destroy them. They are not stupid people. And they are not evil people. They just have an evil regime. and they have an evil leader, and he is the modern day face of Adolf Hitler. China is building its MIRV nuclear missile system. If you don't know what that is, a MIRV system is one missile that flies into the sky with 5 to 6 different nuclear bombs in one missile, that when it gets into the atmosphere, they all take off in different directions and can destroy several places at once. America has had that for years. China is developing it now. China is building a first-class navy. Amazing. They're building their second aircraft carrier now. China has a massive army of 1.4 billion people. As a matter of fact, I talked to one high-ranking military personnel person in the past, and said the only way that we could ever defeat China in war is nuclear war. They have too many people, and they'll throw their children at us with guns in their hands and bombs, blow themselves up. So China is a danger, and it's the real war that we face today. China is stealing our technology left and right because it wants to defeat us technologically, militarily, and especially right now. They are defeating us economically because we're letting them. We're letting them. Ask yourself, do you agree with me if Joe Biden is allowed to fraudulently move into the Oval Office, we are going to have a clear and present danger for the future of America. This is what we're facing now. With Donald Trump sitting behind the Resolute desk, you can be sure China would not have a foothold on us. And it would become less and less we would dependent on China if he remained president. But with Joe Biden, who took through his son $1.5 billion, you can be sure that he is bought and sold to China, and that they will blackmail him because they have information that he can't let get out. So we're going to do a clear and in-depth look at the People's Republic of China over the next few weeks of this podcast. I spent 9 years of my life as an international educator in China, but I did not waste my time when I was there. I've already written 200 pages in a book I'm writing about China, my experience and what I've learned about it. I did profound research, and I have done some very revealing writing on that fascist nation. And this is the modern day version of Adolf Hitler, Xi Jinping, the president of the evil regime that terrorizes his own people, who wants to rule the world, who believes, he actually believes, that China is the only real sovereign nation in the world. That's a doctrine that he preaches in his own books that he's written. Since leaving China, I would certainly be arrested, absolutely, if I returned with everything I've published. And I would probably not even be given a visa to go back, and that's fine with me. After almost 9 years in China, any foreigner would say, and probably all national Chinese people would feel, but fear to say, that China has a new cult of personality. And the current reign of terror has forced that overpopulated nation to take a great leap backward. Now, you might say, well, China's rich today. They're taking a great leap forward, as Mao Zedong said he wanted. No, we don't measure great nations for their greatness by how much money they make, but by the character of their nation, of their culture, of their law, of their government, of their people. That China under Xi Jinping has taken a great leap backward. And you will agree with me after we finish all these different weeks of podcasts. I have so much information on so many different subjects to talk to you about. It is as though they have breathed life again into the frozen body of Mao Zedong and the rotten corpse of Adolf Hitler, and merged them into one. That's what we're looking at today. They have put him back on the throne, that throne of death and destruction. I learned about how China is pulling the collective wool over our slumbering eyes in America to buy off the world through their initiatives such as the One Belt, One Road initiative and the Made in China 2025 initiative. Those initiatives are designed to destroy nations' national sovereignty. It's happening in America. Every time Donald Trump said the Wuhan virus or the China virus or the Kung flu, which I like to use, excuse me, it proved how the Democrat Socialist Party reacted to that. Why are you blaming China? Why are you blaming China? Now today, they own America so much that we have to be careful how we criticize the country, how we talk about China. Let me tell you something here that happened just yesterday. I'm a big, big proponent of LinkedIn. I love it. I have a big following on LinkedIn. I have never received any warnings from LinkedIn about anything I've posted, and I've posted all kinds of material there. I mean, Facebook, I've been kicked off Facebook for a long time. They didn't like what I write, and I could care less. I was kicked off of YouTube for my videos because they didn't like that I supported Donald Trump, and I could care less. But yesterday, I posted an advertisement for this podcast and the series we're going to do. And it just spoke about who China is and what we're going to be talking about and the real war with China. And I received my very first ever warning from LinkedIn that that was against their standards. Why would that be against their standards? Because China, in a real way, and unfortunately, in a deep manner, China owns America already. So many people are in hawk to China because they see it as a great market and a great money-making place to work and to support. So our national sovereignty is already at risk because of our love for this fascist evil nation. The economic future of all nations that join hands with Chinese communist rulers are being used by China. China launders money. China bribes, blackmails, threatens whole families to get what they want. And they're doing it in America now. Eric Swalwell, as we've just seen, was in a relationship since 2012 with a Chinese spy whose name is Feng Feng. I call her Bang Bang. And yet, look. The Democrat Socialist Party won't do anything to take him out of the Intelligence Committee because they're in hawk to China. You know, Dianne Feinstein had a driver for over 10 years who drove her around, who was a spy from China. And they don't care because they're in hawk to China. So what we have seen with Hunter Biden and his father, the future, the illegitimate President Joe Biden, the big guy, over $1.5 billion was given to them through China. Don't you think that they expect something in return? Of course they do. Control of our great nation. And that's what's coming. That's what's coming. Kamala Harris is a Marxist and a fascist. And you can believe once Joe Biden is gone, he will be gone. She will jump right in. She would jump right in and she'll just join hands, sing kumbaya all the way to the death camps with China. They tempt poor nations and leaders of great nations to invest in their national suicide in their initiatives. For example, China's Belt and Road Initiative and the Made in China 2025 program is a global development strategy adopted by the Chinese government in 2013, involving infrastructure development and investment, so they say. Already 70 nations have signed on to that, and also other international organizations. As a means, China uses this as a means of controlling the lifeblood and finances of nations in Asia, Europe, and big time in Africa. Through initial terms that China offers these poor nations, the nations take out great size loans for supposed improvement projects in communication, transport, and a myriad of reasons. And after those things get started and they take out that money, the loans with the terms that for which they sign, on which they sign for the loans, they can never pay them back. China then owns them. The Chinese Communist Party uses these initiatives as leverage to control nations' policies and overtake them, their land, and to make their policies fit what China wants them to be. It's going to happen right here. Right now, China is using the G5, you know, for the phone service. They're trying their best to get control of that all over the world. Europe is using China's system. Once they get that, China will be able to spy with impunity on them. It's very dangerous. And that's where China is working now. After living in China for almost 9 years, I can attest to the fact that for Chinese people, lying is a way of life. It really is. The whole culture of China is based on lies and deception, not just at the government level, but on the lifestyle level, one with another, especially if you're a foreigner. It is a means of advancement for them. One of the first things a person who lives in China and works there inside the Chinese culture, and I wasn't a tourist, I lived right inside the culture, and I got to know how they think, the way they act, and the way they live. They're not all bad people, so many good ones. They're just afraid to speak. But even the good ones, their culture is based on deception and lies. One realizes how profoundly Chinese people believe in the power of deception. I can no longer count how many times I have asked people in China, where is this or where is that? How do I get over there? And every time I've asked them, the directions they gave me were always wrong and took me nowhere. Every time they got me more lost. And you might ask, why? I have never had one of them ever give me accurate details or description of how to go someplace. Not one of them has ever said, I don't know. I came to understand that saying that they do not know would cause them to lose face and to make them appear small in their own eyes. There is no concept of guilt in China. There is no concept of being sorry in China. They have no concept of who God is. It is an atheist country. There are 300 million Christians there, and those Christians do think differently. They really do. But they have to be very careful. Before Xi Jinping, the Christian movement was growing, but now Xi Jinping is going into churches around America, taking down pictures of Christ and crosses and putting his picture up there instead. That's the truth. There's so many other things we'll be learning over these next few weeks. I think this cultural issue plays a large part in Chinese people's lives. From rank and file citizens in China, the lowest on the scale, all the way up to the upper echelons of the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. They believe that lying about everything will always eventually get them to the top. Or so they believe. And in their society, it actually works. They never reveal the truth about anything to others. And they fabricate and they lie because they have a larger goal to achieve. Chinese people have a love and a penchant for deception. And if we deceive someone in our society, probably even if you're not a born-again Christian, you're still raised in our society with a certain amount of conscience. If you hurt someone you love, or even someone you don't love, afterwards you might feel a little bit guilty about it, but not in China. Everything's based on deception. the whole idea of China as this great, powerful, very well-developed country is deception. It looks good. You go there and you think, wow, China looks so good. But if you live there, you realize it's smoke and mirrors. It's not true. It's nothing like we see. So when you look at this, it is also China's preferred way of gaining control or influence over other nations. That was openly played out in how China knew about COVID-19 as early as November of 2019. They knew about it. And they said nothing to the world until the middle of January 2020. Also, though the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, knew that the virus could be spread from person-to-person contact, on January 12, 2020, China told the World Health Organization that there was no possible human-to-human danger of spreading the disease, though they knew it was a lie. Now, it's very interesting. I lived in Wuhan for a year. It's a beautiful city. It really is not what you think. It's an absolutely gorgeous city. And I have been to that market where they say it started. I have bought food on the part that's got normal food. I've never been to the other part. But this place knew that that was so virulent, so dangerous. And the laboratory that I have driven by before is only like 15 kilometers away from that market. So we know that the scientists there allowed that to get out either by accident or on purpose. We don't know. But when China's people became infected, they stopped all flights throughout China. Now, I left China in January, just when it was coming out. I came to the Philippines for Chinese New Year. My wife is from the Philippines, Philippine American. And I was not allowed to go back because of the virus. But nobody knew anything about it at that time. It was around in February that everything. Now, Donald Trump gets criticized, but he cut off China at the end of January because China had lied about human-to-human contact. Because of that lie, that danger of spreading the disease, there are two possible reasons why they did it. One, they had no idea and refused to say, "I do not know." Or two, they did so to make the world economy as bad off and as much in danger as their own had become because of COVID-19, because they had allowed it to spread, and to use the virus to overtake us, which they are doing right now. So China cut off all flights, all travel throughout China when they learned in November. They knew. But they allowed millions of people to travel to Europe. That's how Europe became so infected. Do you recall what happened in Italy? How terrible, how many people died? They let their people go there, but they didn't come to America so much because Donald Trump cut it off early, even though he's criticized for it and he's never given the credit for what he did. He saved millions of lives in America. So because they couldn't come to America, they went to Europe. But my main purpose in saying this is that China used that to infect the whole world because, one, they knew that they wanted to be on an even basis of bad economy because of the virus, because of the pandemic. Well, it was just an epidemic then in China. They created the pandemic, which I call plandemic, because they wanted to infect the world. That way everybody would have a bad economy and not just them, because they don't care about anybody but themselves. That's what we're looking at today. It is most definitely the second possibility that I read here, where they're using this to overtake us today. The second possibility, but in China, in Chinese deceitful culture, both of those are plausible. They don't want to say, "I didn't know," or they did it as a plan to infect the whole world, to make us all equally in danger. That's what I truly believe happened, because I know how the Chinese people think. These lies from the very top of the Chinese Communist government have gravely affected how the rest of the world has reacted and prepared for COVID-19. China's lies and deceit caused nations to delay social distancing, which resulted actually in great numbers of infected and dead citizens that we have today throughout the world. Excuse me. Following the deception and misinformation, death began to climb throughout the world because of China. Not because of Donald Trump. Not because someone didn't react quickly enough. Not here. But the people who didn't react quickly enough, and they did it on purpose, was the Chinese government that lied to the whole world and the World Health Organization, who colluded with them in the lie. No matter what the world says, both of those groups, the Chinese government, the CCP, and the WHO, World Health Organization, they colluded together and basically created the pandemic, the plandemic. If we add communist thought, their craving for power, their authoritarian quest for world dominance, in the CCP to China's love of deception, though it may seem benign, these nice smiling faces, you know, though Eric Swalwell may love the way Bang Bang looked, their evil and their evil intent is for one purpose only in America: to overthrow our nation, to cast our nation down and to become the world dominant power. They even want to make the dollar no longer the world currency. They want it to be the RMB, the Chinese renminbi. That's what they're working at. And I tell you what, China is the best enemy American money could ever pay for. And we created them. We created them. And this is what we get in return: destruction. This is China. And this is just the beginning of information when you see all of the different things that they're engaged in, and how they're trying to destroy people's lives and control everything in the next few weeks. You will know what the real war is that we face. It is China. America must cease trusting China with anything that can place our nation in peril. We must end our 90% reliance on China for our medications and medical devices. Donald Trump was on the way to do that. But through fraud and through corruption, he's been cheated out of his re-election that he actually won. There's still a chance, my brothers and sisters. But if we don't vote in these runoff elections, China's going to be number one in our country again. It's so important, Georgia, that you get out and vote for Kelly Loeffler, for Purdue. Make sure you elect those Republicans. I am not a Republican. But those two fine people deserve your vote. They'll protect your country and protect your children's future. Don't let socialism win. That's opening the door, not the back door, the front door to the People's Republic of China to take advantage of us and destroy us once and for all. It is dangerous to believe anything that the Chinese government and Chinese people, not as a whole, but most of them, to believe anything that they say. I'm just telling you the truth. If you don't like the truth, don't listen to my podcast, because I don't mix words. I tell the truth. And I say it from experience, because I've lived there. Therefore, we must not see them as good trading partners, as friends. And China has a U.S. president, an upcoming U.S. president, wrapped around their Marxist, fascist finger. Joe Biden will be a Chinese puppet in hoc to China, who will sell out America to better himself and to protect his power from being taken away because of his past treasonous actions. We should be extraordinarily concerned about how badly the Biden family is bought off in so many ways by the Chinese Communist government. I mean it. They have already been demonstrated, and our stupid, unpatriotic, treasonous media allowed it to go forward without ever saying a word about it, because they don't care about us. The media is going to be so sorry when they no longer have the right to say any word that they want to say. They're going to be told what to say, and they deserve it. But the American people do not. But that's what's coming. Biden is exactly the wrong man at the wrong time to be anywhere near creating American and leading American foreign policy, especially with China. We need to be very concerned that not only Joe Biden and his family, but also those around him. Jake Sullivan, who has been chosen by Biden for his future illegitimate national security advisor, has already tried to compliment China and appease them. He has surrendered to the fact, as he sees it, that China is going to be a superpower, and he says that we should just accept it and shut up. Do you agree with that? That's what's coming. That's what's coming to the White House. And if we lose in Georgia in just 1 week from today, 1 week from today, that's what's coming to the whole country. Unbelievable. We'll have no way to stop it. I don't think that's true. I think we can still stop China. America's a powerful nation, but we've lost our will and our resolve. China's Belt and Road Initiative is fake, and more countries are realizing how fake everything China does, and that it's a trap to steal nation sovereignty. And we have to get much more aggressive about recognizing that China is the real crisis. Even though the Democrats keep trying to tell us that Russia, that's the real danger and the crisis that we faced. It is true. Russia is a problem, no doubt about it. But the idea that Russia is more of a problem and a greater danger for America than China is a lie. And it's being perpetrated by the Democrat Socialist Party, the cabal, because they're in hock to China. They are the same thinking. There's no difference in the mentality of a Democrat socialist than in China. And I think they've lost their conscience too. Have you noticed how easily it is for a Democrat socialist to lie and to deceive? What they say they're against for the Republicans, when they do it, is perfectly fine. That's so Chinese way of thinking. They're the same, because they're Marxist and fascist themselves. They are. But that's what's coming. And that's what's been allowed to happen. And unfortunately, even the Republican Party is now allowing it and is accepting Joe Biden as the future illegitimate president of the United States. Criticizing Donald Trump for standing up for the law, standing up with the Constitution in the face of total tyranny against him by the courts. He stands up and fights because he loves America. But this man, Biden, and the Democrat Socialist Party, they're going to take us to our ruin. And I believe they want to, so that they can remake us in their own evil socialist, Marxist, fascist version. That's what's coming to us now. Our aim should be on both Russia and China. But China is the very real crisis and real war that we face. With the dead Soviet Union, we at least dealt with it in a unified manner. Both Democrats and Republicans understood that the Soviet Union was an enemy, that the Soviet Union had intentions that were contrary to what we thought were right in America and how they wanted to overtake us. And we had this Cold War, and people realized that we were in a Cold War, and even admitted it on both sides of the aisle. The Chinese have done it quite differently. They have basically bought into our culture. They have bought off a lot of colleges, universities. And that's why we see so many intellectuals standing up for China and talking about socialism as a good thing. They have bought a large amount of Democrat Party as well. Maybe all of it. Eric Swalwell proved that with Bang Bang. And so did the whole Biden family. All $1.5 billion worth of it. They bought into Hollywood. Hollywood supports these evil fascists because they are part of the problem. They own our sports, the NBA, Nike. Excuse me. I was in China when one NBA executive said something negative about China because of Hong Kong. And I saw the reaction of the Chinese people. And they said, we're no longer going to work with the NBA. Oh, please, please, begging China. Because they know they have the NBA and our sports around their finger. China holds amazing sway over many American corporations like Bloomberg and others. Those corporations defend China like lobbyists because they have massive business interests and they want part of that 1.4 billion people market. So as we wrap up here, I have so much more to say. Not enough time to say it, but there's always next week. Now, 20 years after we allowed China to enter the World Trade Organization, they have completely manipulated the process. We have also allowed China to usurp authority over us in the United Nations. They have a veto as one of the five permanent members of the United Nations Security Council. And China has become the de facto leader of the G7 developing nations. China cannot feed their people, yet they are becoming a superpower. They are a superpower in the making. We have to make sure that we understand China has been playing us, but we're letting them do it. They're not forcing it down our throats. We're just swallowing it. It is time to call out the fact that the international community has failed their people. And the United States has failed the American people. And we have to recognize China as the clear and present danger that they are. We face a wide-ranging trial with China in a way that is very different from what we ever faced with the Soviet Union. We have a Cold War, very much in danger of becoming a hot war, unless we face them down now. Either we are willing to fight and stand up for America, or America is gone, because we have leaders coming in about 3 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks, who will make China the number one economy in the world, the number one superpower in the world, and will yield and cede our power to them because they are in hock to them. Donald Trump stood up for America, and he is now, sadly, being thrown away in a very evil manner. The Soviet Union never got more than one third of our economy in growth. And today, China already is up to 80% of our own GDP. Are we going to allow that to continue? China's comprehensive aim is really to become the number one and only sovereign country in the world. It is obvious that most of the United States leaders have no concern about it because they are in line, they are lining their own pockets with Chinese money and bribes. So it's time for us to stand up, my brothers and sisters. The day is coming where we're going to have to make sure being an American means something. Either we will fight back, either we will do our best, or this country is dead. What will we do? Thank you for joining us today. We at eternalaffairsmedia.com are so grateful that you join us. We hope you join us again next Tuesday when we'll have part two of this series. And we hope that maybe you will leave us a donation to help us to do our best to reach out to wonderful patriots like you so that we can be part of saving America. The time is now, my friends. invite your friends to listen in. Come on our site, read the information. You won't find that kind of truth anywhere else. God bless you all. I'm Dr. Stephen Clark Bradley, and I hope you will join us again next week. God bless you. God bless America.